The Black Lives Matter movement gained popularity in the summer of 2014 with Eric Garner's last words now a rallying cry. I can't breathe. Just 2 months after Eric Garner's death, another fatal shooting. 18-year-old Michael Brown allegedly stole a pack of cigarillos from a corner store. Police officer Darren Wilson shot Brown after suspecting him of being involved in the robbery. Brown was due to start college 2 days after he was killed. For weeks, hundreds of people who'd never taken part in organized protests before took to the streets. More tear gas, more rubber bullets, anger boiled over. Ferguson's governor called in the National Guard. Black Lives Matter was used on Twitter over 50,000 times a day. Despite the anger surrounding the case, Darren Wilson wasn't prosecuted. He resigned from the force and said he acted in self-defense. After Ferguson, the Black Lives Matter movement took root and gained momentum as black people continued to die at the hands of white police. It was a cycle of killings, protests, and no criminal charges.